We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code NEWS for 15% off.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Take a listen to this.
Prince Andrew will no longer be Prince Andrew. Be Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. He will surrender the lease to his home and he will find alternative private accommodation.
Well, that was Fiona Bruce, the presenter of Question Time, reading out that unexpected statement on the programme last night that Prince Andrew would be stripped of his prince title and would have to leave his Windsor mansion. King Charles has initiated a formal process to remove his titles. The King's younger brother has continued to face more and more questions about his private life in recent months, with this dramatic fall from grace affecting not just him, but also his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, and their children, Beatrice and Eugenie. Well, joining me now on the line to discuss this further is royal commentator Jenny Bond. Jenny, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. And it's just so interesting to hear that intake of breath from members of the audience of Question Time last night when that statement was read out, and then the applause that followed. And I think there has been widespread support amongst the public and indeed amongst politicians for this move by the palace.
Yes, indeed. It was very much what we all felt, I think, a gasp of shock that the king had gone this far to take away his brother's birthright of being born a prince. Is a step that very few of us thought he would actually take. But it was a short, sharp, focused statement, you could say quite a ruthless statement from the king, stripping his brother of his titles and his honours, and saying he had to leave Royal Lodge, where he's lived for more than 20 years and has resolutely said he wanted to stay, and he did have a pretty cast iron lease, but he's been persuaded to surrender that lease now. And the statement also said these censures are deemed necessary, notwithstanding the fact that he continues to deny all the allegations against him. So a clear public humiliation and punishment of Andrew, because for whatever he has or has not done, and he denies the accusations, as I say, he has, and this is what the palace feels, demonstrated a profound and deep lack of judgment in the fact that he continued a friendship with a convicted paedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, and then lied about how long that relationship went on.
And you talk about that lack of judgment. And I said, in regards to the title of prince, there's a formal process there. It will have to be debated in Parliament. What other issues, connections, business dealings that Andrew has been associated with could be brought up in that debate in Parliament? And what could that mean for him and for the royal family?
No, there's not going to have to be a debate in Parliament, because the king has used his prerogative and he didn't want parliamentary time to be spent on this, which is why he's gone as far as he can as king, which is to strip his brother by letters patent and a royal warrant. The Lord Chancellor will have been consulted, but his name has already been taken off the role of peers. So he has already formally lost his dukedom, and MPs can get on with the much more important business, many people would say, of debating our health crisis and cost of living.
So where will he go then, and when do you think he will leave, and what will become of Sarah Ferguson and all of this?
Sarah Ferguson wasn't mentioned in the statement, but sources say that she will have to now find her own accommodation. I've been surprised by that because I thought that she and Andrew would disappear into whatever sunset they were going to be forced to go into. They've been happily divorced now for very many years and have lived under the same roof, but it seems they are going to go separate ways. She's perfectly capable of finding her own place. I mean, she sold a house in Belgravia not long ago for something like £4 million. Although she has always protested a lack of money, she does have the wherewithal. So they will go separately. He will go to a property on the Sandringham estate, which is a private estate. And that is what is very important to stress. This is privately owned by the king. He will privately fund his brother. There will be no cost to the taxpayer. And he will live a life very much of a hermit there, I think.
I'm looking at the front page of one of the English newspapers here in front of me. Andrew stripped of prince title in historic move to save the monarchy. Do you think the monarchy has been saved by this? Has their dignity been restored, or is there still the possibility of this becoming a bigger crisis for the monarchy in the UK?
Well, with this story, you just don't know where it's going to go. You would think that a line now had been drawn very, very cleanly and clearly under it. But it's the sordid nature of these allegations against Mr. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor that have made this crisis so deep and so damaging. I think they will be able to come back from this, but a lot will rest on what else is going to come out. There are Epstein papers being trawled through in New York, hundreds and thousands of them. I would imagine the worst is over for Andrew, but Virginia Giuffre, the girl who brought the accusations against him and who sadly took her own life earlier this year, her family have said that they want more. This is not enough. They want criminal prosecutions against Mr. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. So this may not be the end of the story.
Yeah, and I see Sky News reporting they've spoken to Virginia Giuffre's brother, and he is calling on the king to put pressure on American authorities to investigate this further. What could change now, do you think, Jenny, and trigger that investigation?
Well, I think what could change for the better would be if Andrew took the advice of many, including the ghostwriter, the co-writer of Virginia Giuffre's memoir, and do what she said, which is say what you know, continue protesting your innocence. That's if you want to, but say what you know. You were there. You saw things. You heard things. You witnessed Epstein at his mansion. What do you know? Help the inquiries into what the sexual abuse that went on.
And this has been an ongoing story for the royal family, for Andrew. I'm just going to play a little part of the interview that he did with Emily Maitlis back in November 2019. Take a listen.
In a legal deposition, 2015, she said she had sex with you three times. Once in a London house when she was trafficked to you in Maxwell's house.
Yes.
Once in New York, a month or so later at Epstein's mansion, and once on his private island in a group of seven or eight other girls.
No.
No to all of it?
All of it. Absolutely no to all of it.
Why would she be saying those things?
We wonder exactly the same, but I have no idea. Absolutely no idea.
She made these claims in a US deposition.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you don't believe her? She's lying.
That's a very difficult thing to answer because I'm not in a position to know what she's trying to achieve, but. Because I can tell you categorically, I don't remember meeting her at all. I do not remember a photograph being taken. And I've said consistently and frequently that we never had any sort of sexual contact whatever.
So that's Andrew Mountbatten Windsor speaking to Emily Maitlis back in 2019. And it is now 6 years later that the monarchy have taken this decision to strip him of his final titles. Jenny, you've been covering the royal family for a long time. There have been other sort of breaches of trust with the public, other scandals. There have been other dangerous times for the monarchy within the UK. Where do you put this?
Well, very high up indeed. I think we are almost in the territory of the abdication back in 1936. As you say, I've covered the Annus Horribilis 1992, the death of Diana 1997, all huge events and crises of their own kind for the royal family. But I think it is the nature of this crisis, the fact it is so sordid, even though he protests his innocence, the allegations are of such a sordid nature that the crisis is extremely damaging, not just in this country, but around the world, where it is making headlines and is sparking debate about royal morals, royal transparency and accountability.
All right, Jenny Bond, thank you for bringing us that insight. If you've been affected by this conversation, you can call the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on their national helpline, which is 1800 77 8888.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code SHAKE for 15% off.